George Calamaros, Elizabeth Mikhaud-Tadza, welcome.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
So, your multimedia odyssey, Hound Dog Beautiful, is on the horizon. And, George, this was all born from your poetic tribute to that noble canine, as a matter of fact. So, what first drove that passion?
Well, I've always loved dogs, but especially hound dogs. I have collected photographs of hound dogs for many years. And nearly 5 years ago, I began writing poems based on those photographs. And then the poems have evolved even beyond the photographs.
So it really was your love of the noble beast that you would express,
oh my goodness,
of course, in poetry.
Yeah, just absolutely. I think about hound dogs nonstop, it seems.
That's good for you. When did you know that you'd be translating these cases and photos into poetry after you started collecting them?
Well, I didn't know right away. As a matter of fact, I had been collecting the photos, and one evening I sat down looking at one particular photo and thought, well, this would be interesting to write a poem based on this photo. And then I tried another poem the following evening, and I liked that one even better, and it just sort of took off from there.
And you couldn't stop.
I couldn't stop. 5 years later, I'm still at it.
Okay, Elizabeth, how did you get hooked on this offbeat storyline to begin with?
One of my dancers, Anne Brake, happened to be in a class where George was a guest lecturer, and they met, and Anne knew that with our collaborative nature, that George might be a really awesome collaborator, and she was right.
You just were motivated to translate it through your own creative medium at that point.
I was definitely interested in the idea. I would say I really got hooked when I met George.
So once you met, you started thinking in dance what he had already thought in poetry.
Yes, when he was showing me his work.
And what about the dancers in the Mikhaud-Tadza Dance Company? Does this fit within your usual spectrum of modern dance topics? Were they as intrigued as you were and not necessarily shocked by you wanting to go ahead and do dance?
I would say they were definitely not shocked by me taking this on. They were definitely interested. We have worked with poets before, but not on this level. This is definitely a lot deeper of a project.
And then your third component in this collaboration, being music, that came from your husband David's skill set. Did it take much convincing from you two to get him on board?
Not at all. That's his job.
And is that when everything just started falling into place the rest of the way?
Definitely. I think a lot of the themes that George has in his poetry have an Eastern feel. And I think David was really interested in incorporating some Eastern scales in the music that he wrote.
That is very serendipitous, actually, George, because a lot of your poetry does have the theme and the flair and the flavor of Eastern spirituality, if you will. Did you ever think about that translating through the hound dog poems as you were writing them?
Well, it's throughout my poems, but I really saw it manifest in the collaboration, because sometimes it's the particular people who come together for a collaborative project. And Elizabeth and David and I all just gelled from the outset, as did the dancers.
That's exciting. Again, being not your mainstream or average, if you will, way to put something together. And I think that your own particular creativities are so outside of the box and so far above average, I guess that all makes sense. Did it to you as you were putting this together?
I felt it was after that first time that I met George, after reading the first poem, I felt like a pang and sudden inspiration to choreograph. And it's felt that way from the beginning, so much so that I can't believe that it's done and it's ready to be performed. And it's like, okay, well, now what?
That's great, actually, to have that feeling at this point in time. And music and dance-wise, what was involved? Getting this envisioned, then choreographed, then melded with the spoken word. What kind of a process was that?
I would say it was one poem at a time for me as the main choreographer of the show. And then George would come into rehearsals once a week for a while and maybe read that poem. George actually had a lot of input in what he was seeing choreographically. He had a lot of ideas. We really worked together on this whole thing. And then we had ideas, like after we've worked on a couple of the poems, where music might make sense, where we might need some transitional sounds.
I also had to really think about, because I have so many hound dog poems, which ones would make a compact program. So I had to pull together a suite of poems
and
for that.
And how many in that?
There are 9 poems in the program, but I wanted to make sure that each poem flowed from the previous one, that there was a sort of storyline, but certainly a thematic movement and an imagistic movement from poem to poem. And then David and Elizabeth and I sat down and we figured out an order for those poems, because there's the other component that was out of my realm of experience, which was you had to think about staging and lights and costume changes and things like that. So we had to take that into consideration as we're looking at the order of the poems as well.
Now, looking at this whole group and thinking of how it would work together, I can see that you all complement each other really quite nicely. But it seems like you couldn't know that until you had actually done it. So how much of this was purely taken on faith and maybe love of your own creative gifts?
Good question.
You know, I think for me as an artist, I get caught up in what I'm doing. And I think that I got so caught up in it that I'm not really thinking about whether or not, I mean, it's working, so keep going.
For me, it was the people. I could take this leap of faith because I had a really good sense of Elizabeth and David after meeting them, and of course, the dancers too. And from the moment we began the project, I just felt at home. I felt so welcome by the entire troupe, and I just felt like I had arrived somewhere that was true and meaningful.
Well, as you note, George, these poems simultaneously consider culture, art, and the complexities of the human psyche. This is part of the description of the whole performance. How does the combined Mikautadze magic enhance this, then, in your mind?
Well, I think it's the collaborative nature of the troupe, and also the openness to experimentation and possibility that the dance troupe brings to these poems. In fact, I have told the dancers on more than one occasion, I feel like they are no longer my poems, but they are our poems now, because when they dance with Elizabeth's choreography and then the dancers perform these movements, I feel like they're speaking the poems back to me in ways that I had not ever quite envisioned those poems. So the poems are transformed then for me.
That's magic indeed then. And the music that all goes with this, David put it all together, carefully and lovingly crafted it, I know, but some of it's literally new and composed for this, and some are pieces that he knew would work in this situation.
Yeah, that's correct. He composed one duet. He also transposed a Scriabin piano piece for guitar, which is really unique and beautiful. And then there's a few recorded selections also that he helped us decide on.
How correct. Exciting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now that you've got all this together, you're getting ready to perform it. What can the audience expect?
I think that they can expect to see something like they've never seen before. This is a really deep, interwoven, detailed collaboration that I think is going to be cinematic in a way.
It's a good word for it. And I think they're also going to experience part of the magic, the collaborative magic that we felt. When we perform it, we're just kind of electric in that we're all so happy to be collaborating together. It just feels that way. So I think they can also expect being brought into the art of dance and the art of poetry in a very open way, in such a way that's extremely invitational to them.
Great point. And another bottom line, for just pure pleasure, dogs are man and woman's best friend indeed, but the whole love factor that people have for pets in general, that all comes out, right?
I would say it does. I know that the dancers have felt that way working on the poetry and with all the dog references and even some of the animal references that you make. I feel that it's a very natural connection and it's very organic. The whole experience is very organic.
That's exciting. Very exciting. Well, since you had so much fun and found that you all work together quite well, it sounds, is there anything else on that collaboration drawing board at this point?
Yes, we really feel connected where we want to continue our work. And one of the projects that we envision is I also have a series of poems about jazz musicians. And David, in particular, loves jazz music. So we're talking about doing a program with my jazz poems and incorporating music and dance with that in the future as well.
That's wildly exciting. And speaking of performances, this performance was an almost instant sellout. Is there another show being planned to be offered to accommodate everybody that wants to see this?
Yes, actually, just 2 weeks later, MDT, Mikautadze Dance Theater, is presenting Spectrum of Movement at Williams Theater, which is our season finale show. And we're going to be presenting some excerpts from Hound Dog Beautiful, Poetry and Movement. And George will be there performing with us live. So that's a second opportunity. And I really hope that maybe within the next year, we can actually repeat the entire show.
Oh, it sounds like it's a story that has to be told again and again.
I certainly hope so. Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Indeed. And last question, folks. Be they dog, dance, and or poetry lovers, what do you hope everyone in every audience that ever gets to see this performance will take away with them?
For me, I hope that they leave feeling something deep. That's always my goal as a choreographer, is that I make somebody feel something.
I hope they experience that deepness as well, a deep spiritual sense of how everything is interconnected throughout the universe. And sometimes we need a channel for that. And I think in particular, getting in touch with our primordial selves, our animal selves, through this collaboration is something that I hope people take away as well.
George Calamaris and Elizabeth Mikautadze, along with her husband David, are creators of Hound Dog Beautiful, Poetry and Movement. Thank you so much for sharing your story of this clever story with us, you two. Have a great show.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you so much.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.